Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWays.com, and today we have a little historical insert into the podcast schedule. I'm going to talk to you about the Templars Castle in Ponferrada. So whether you've been on the Camino before, or even if you've just done a bit of research on it, you're going to know that the Camino is dotted with interesting historical sites. And I always find that whenever you stumble across one of these, an old ruin or a castle, it's a good chance to chill out, have a sup of water, recharge your batteries, explore, and just kind of immerse yourself in the history and the culture of the Camino. Now, one of my favourite examples is the Templars Castle, which we're going to talk about today. Excuse the pronunciation, it is known also as the Castillo de los Templarios, I did my best, in Ponferrada. And it's the last big town on the Camino Francés before you hit Santiago. So you're really feeling your achievement already when you get there, and it's only a brief walk then, you might say, to Santiago. So the castle, you kind of have to see it to believe it. It's enormous in size. The architecture is simply stunning. It was designed in a polygonal shape with double and triple fences. And this made it an absolute fortress back in the day. Now, while you're looking up at the giant walls and the surroundings, you almost travel back in time, you might say, to a medieval period where Spanish knights roamed the outskirts of the structure, and they were obviously there to protect the town of Ponferrada. So the history of the castle. The Templars Castle was constructed by Ferdinand II in 1178 AD. So, I mean, this thing has been there for hundreds of years. And it was built to protect pilgrims walking the Camino de Santiago. That's how married it is, the heritage of the castle, to the trail. And it was named after the famed Knights of Templar. They protected the town in the 12th century. And the knights were a fearsome unit, one of the most skilled during the Crusades. The castle has changed ownership a number of times, and it's now owned by the King of Spain. So what's it like today, you might ask? Well, restoration work is constantly ongoing at the castle, just like it is at the cathedral in Santiago and at a lot of the sites that you're going to stumble across on the way. They're just so old that you need to constantly restore them in order to keep their majesty, really. Some of the defence mechanisms have also been removed, but there are other examples of defence mechanisms that are knocking around the castle that give you a kind of an inkling into the battles that might have took there in the past. Now, the restoration, I believe, does nothing to diminish its beauty. It's easy to see how would-be intruders would have been intimidated over the years trying to attack Ponferrada. You'll see two flags flying proudly over the castle. The first is the Spanish flag, which is instantly recognisable. The second flag, that represents Castilla y León, and that's an autonomous Spanish community which Ponferrada is part of. The flag is actually really cool. So, visiting the castle. The castle was recently opened to tourists. In my opinion, it's really well worth a visit. And if you want to pop onto TripAdvisor, have a look at what other people are saying, I think it's really well regarded as a must-see on the Camino. So, there's a really small fee for entrance, but there's a huge discount applied for pilgrims, which is obviously really good news. There's an audio guide available, which narrates your journey through the inside of the building. That's really, really helpful, especially to a non-Spanish speaker. After visiting the museum, you can make your way to the top of the castle. This is probably my fave part. You'll enjoy wonderful views of Ponferrada across the River Sil. Really cool place to chill out, soak in the atmosphere, enjoy the views, get a drink of water into you. The castle also hosts the Templars Library. This has got over 1,400 books, and as soon as you see them, you'll recognise how old and probably revolutionary and important they were. It's now a National Historic Artistic Monument, and there is actually work from Leonardo da Vinci in the collection there at the Templars Library, which is really impressive. So guys, if you'd like more information on Ponferrada or the Camino Frances, or indeed any of our walking or cycling tours, please contact the travel specialists at www.caminoways.com. As always, they will be delighted to hear from you.